Pass the apple and pass the blame?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Long Evolution.
Does an apple have anything to do with the Garden of Eden, as well as the rebellion of Adam and Eve? By the way, the forbidden fruit may not have been an apple. The Bible doesn't say. But the Word of God answers more important questions like, who should have taken the blame for the rebellion? You see, although Eve was the first to eat the fruit, Adam's to blame. You know why? Well, Genesis tells us that God gave Adam specific instructions not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was the head of the human race. But Adam went along with Eve and also ate. So, as the God-ordained leader of his family, Adam should have gone to God for a solution instead of taking matters into his own hands. Adam's rebellion brought sin and death into the world. Some people blame God for death and suffering instead of taking responsibility for the fact that we sinned in Adam. You see, it's our fault the world is as it is.
Ken Ham shares much more about this topic of why God allows suffering and death in an eye-opening DVD. This great resource will be sent in the mail to you for a donation of any size. So call us toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or order the one-hour DVD on our website of answersoffer.org, answersoffer.org.